Welcome back to Talks with Maria in episode number 103. We are talking about turning 34, concluding my 33rd year of life, and then also just sharing some back history when I was a child. Please remember to check out my personal development mommy blog, talkswithmaria.com, and the Boss Mom Mentality, available on Amazon. Let's begin. Good morning, everyone. Today I want to talk about how my 33rd year of life has been actually very amazing and scary and exciting all at the same time. And concluding the 33rd year of life, I just wanted to recap my life. What the fuck am I talking about? I don't want to recap my life. What? All right, I'm going to keep that in there just so that we can be authentic. So I just want to really, I want to express how I'm consistently and continually overcoming this fear of criticism, this fear of rejection, this fear of, you know, just what if people judge me for what I post or what I say or what I write. And I'm still pushing forward and I'm still moving on and I'm still continuing on with what I love doing. And it is a real blessing because there was a time where people's opinions really drove my actions. You know, it really dictated what I would say and what I would not say. It really dictated whether I fulfilled my overwhelming pull towards expressing myself. And now that I feel more comfortable in my skin, and now that there's really no one that can tell me anything, you know, unless you are the person paying me my money, unless you are the father of my children, unless you are my children, because I give my family so much respect and so much ability to express themselves to me, and I'll listen to that, you know. But anybody else, not even like extended family, nobody outside of my household can come in and say any kind of thing, make any kind of judgments on how we're raising our children, how we're living our lives, how we have excluded ourselves from a lot of the drama that people actually keep themselves in because they feel obligated, you know, to be a part of that, because they're a part of a family. But the moment I started my own family, that became priority for me. And a lot of the times, it's hard, you know, when you extract yourself from something you're so familiar with and you are starting anew, you know, you're starting a new way of living, a new way of living your day-to-day life, dealing with challenges and problems. There was a time where, you know, I was used to relying on people outside of my household for emotional support, for guidance, for self-confidence. All of these different aspects that I think people rely on that are external needs. We rely on these things that are not necessarily a requirement, right? We just think we need them, but really we are completely capable of handling things ourselves and completely capable of growing to be strong enough people so that we're not reliant on these external emotional support. And when I'd written the Boss Mom Mentality, I was really coming from that place of, well, I felt so alone because of that new life I had where I really was, I had one foot out the door, which was my old way of being, which is getting emotional support from people outside of me. And then my new way, my foot was inside the house where it was like, well, I really want to be an independent woman, an independent mom, you know, someone who can really handle her own and not have to depend on any kind of influence outside of my household. Because there's a level of power you have when you can actually confidently say you don't need anyone outside of your household. You don't need a single person. You don't rely on your mom for emotional support. You don't rely on your sisters for emotional support. You don't rely on these random people that you have history with for emotional support or acceptance or whatever have you. There's a level of power there. And there was a time where all of that mattered to me. All of it. You may even be thinking about this and you're like, well, what's wrong with that? Totally fine. If you feel like, you know, that's where you're at in life and you have no issues with it, cool. But the problem with that is that you're imprisoned by their opinions. You're imprisoned by their thoughts of who you are and who you should be. And I feel like this relinquishing factor really freed me from that. And now I can really post things on my social network. I can talk about whatever the heck I want to talk about here. I can write a fucking book if I want to without the fear of people accepting it or not. Do I still have struggles with that? Absolutely. I think everyone will until, I don't know, they reach Buddha level. But I am definitely better than I was in the past. And I encourage you to do the same. So that is my ultimate chapter of being 33, that I've been able to move myself forward from being dependent on other people's opinions and approval to now not caring and doing my thing and loving it. Good morning, everyone. So today I wanted to conclude birthday season. And birthday season happens at the end of January for us because all of our birthdays are all back to back. And not like back to back where it's like a few weeks apart. It's literally days apart. We have our birthdays starting from the 29th, the 3rd, and then the 8th. So everyone is just celebrating. And it's probably the most costly of the year because we are going out of Christmas, then we're going straight into birthdays, then Valentine's Day. And it's probably one of the most stressful too, because we're just trying so hard to make everything perfect and planned right. And sometimes, you know, things don't go as we planned, and sometimes we may not be able to afford the things that we want. And but this year I feel like we have had a very lucky stride in parenthood, where we've been able to take the kids somewhere very special every year since they were one. And I remember when I was a child, I didn't even go to a theme park until I was like 12. I'd gone to Disneyland with the entire family, or was it when I was 14? And that was my first time ever having something like that, because I just didn't grow up having a lot of money. You know, my mom and I moved house to house, and we would rent a room from either a relative or a friend of hers. And it was just one of those things where it was a very unstable situation while you have a kid. And I never want to have that happen to my girls. So my girls are definitely living a different kind of life where we're very predictable. It's very stable, and it's very safe. It's a safe environment for them. Especially, you know, with going into school and learning about life. So really interesting, though, my mom had told me, because I was kind of sharing with her my insecurities about Aaliyah starting kindergarten in the summer last year. And I couldn't help but reminisce on my year of kindergarten. And it was when I had moved from the Philippines to live with my mom, and I had to learn a new dialect. I had to learn my new family members, my new relatives, learn how to live with other relatives, because at the time I was living with my dad, and my dad's household was very safe, and it was our home. He had a home and we lived in that home, and we had a nanny. I had two nannies and we had a driver, and it was like a very secure, abundant life. And then I then had to move to the States to start going to school out here, or at the time it was Hawaii, and I had to learn a whole new dialogue. I left my dad, and we lived in a huge home with like four different groups of families, because in Hawaii you kind of have to share your home with other people to make ends meet. And I think till this day people do that out there, and that was just not what I was used to as a child. So I made that transition, and I remember I had to do A+, or was it ESL? I had to do ESL to learn English, and then, you know, it was just a whole nother like thing for me as a 5-year-old compared to my daughter, who's literally living a very stable childhood and an abundant childhood. You know, we give her pretty much anything she wants as long as it's within reason and she didn't fuck up somewhere. But I was tripping about it last summer, just worried about like, what if, you know, she gets really hung up on like not having friends? What if there's racist people in her school? What if they don't treat her right? What if X, Y, and Z? Just thinking of every single possible problem, you know? And I had to reel myself in and just look at what I endured as a 5-year-old. And I don't remember it being this traumatic thing. It was just like, well, I gotta do it. You know, I gotta handle my own at 5. All right, I gotta learn a new dialogue. What's this English language that everyone's talking around me? So, you know, our birthday season wasn't as stressful as it usually is, because this time I'm home with the kids. I work from home. My schedule is more busier because it is hard to manage working from home and managing our household. That is definitely a challenge for me. But one of the biggest blessings is that I can really do anything. You know, we can go travel for 3-4 days, and then I can just make sure I work around those 3 or 4 days, or bring my work laptop with me, and then we can manage it. So that's the less stressful part about this year. And we've been able to do a lot because things are different in terms of our financial household. So it is a blessing. I am very happy that the season, our birthday season's over. And now we just kind of get to cruise through the year. We don't have another birthday until May, which I'm so thankful for. And that's it. I've been really grateful for all of my experiences. But for the generality of this past year, my life has definitely blossomed into something that I'm really just thankful for. And I don't know necessarily what the future looks like, but it does look really bright. And I've been working on so many different things, and I'm finally making some traction in terms of like bringing on clients and making some sales, you know. And I've never actually gotten emails where transactions are made on my account, where people are actually depositing money into my account because of this stuff I'm making online. I'm actually pretty blown away from it. And every time I get an email, I'm always like, oh my God, is that a new... that new money coming to me? I'm just like so excited to see what it is. And I've never felt that way, where it's like money's just being deposited into my account. And that's just a complete You know when people say like, oh, I just received X, Y, and Z amount through my Stripe account. I never thought I could be one of those people. Because it's like, well, is that even true? What kind of products would I even create for people to buy? You know, years ago when I started this whole thing, I didn't think that, I felt like that was the goal. What was to make some sort of something where I can convert all of this energy into money. And I feel like I'm on the right track here and I'm finally seeing some results, and I'm very excited about whatever the heck this 34th year of my life is going to look like. I'm just thrilled. And that's why I keep saying, like, you guys, whoever's listening to this, if you are looking to make some sort of different lifestyle change, you really want to make some sort of impact, you have an idea, you are being pulled towards something that you've always been pulled to throughout your entire life, and you just may have not had the time to do it at the time, or maybe you don't have the financial resources to do it at the time. But the older we get, the more valuable it is to do it, right? Because for me, I quit trying to do anything for myself twice in the past. And then I decided to go for it 2 years ago, or was it two, 3 years ago? I think it was like 3 years ago. I started like writing. I started just coming up with different ideas. And I tried to really like make an online presence and really just go for it one way or another. Throwing spaghetti at the wall is what people say. And I am finally getting some sort of real traction in all areas of my business, you know, and I can't help but just motivate and tell other people about it, because it's not going to happen your first year, or your second year, or third year. There's really no like guarantee, right? You don't necessarily know it's going to happen in 4 years or 1 year or 6 months. It really just depends on your knowledge base, how quickly you can adapt to whatever your niche is and what demographic you're reaching. If you don't know any of that, then it's going to take some time, but it's really all about the process as well, and your knowledge and your skill and how quickly you can learn systems and how quickly you can learn how to create your audience. Because if you don't have an audience, then what the hell are you selling to? You're not going to sell to 7 billion people. You need to sell to your one little percent of your audience, and you need to figure out what that audience is first. And that was literally my journey of all of this. Like, I just was wondering, who is my audience? And I finally realized that my audience is women. I knew that from the jump, though, because I just want to be a part of the women community. I don't really care about like motivating the masses in general. Like, I just really want to have an impact within the women community, women, motherhood, and entrepreneurs. And right now it seems like podcasting for me is like my really deep down, niche down audience, which is great, because these women are like hungry to learn. So I am thrilled to even like stumble upon this niche. I didn't think it was going to be this niche. And it's not as saturated as the other niches that I thought of in the beginning. So either way, I'm really excited about all of it. And that is really what concludes my 33rd year. A lot of abundance, a lot of opportunities. And then if you guys are thinking about something yourselves, definitely start the journey. And if you guys have any questions for me, info@talkswithmaria.com is my email address. Bye, guys. If you enjoyed this show, please remember to subscribe, like, and share. If you are interested in collaborating, please send me an email, info@talkswithmaria.com.